I try to keep negative consequences to the individual student. I think we've all learned that shame is not the appropriate way to end negative behaviors and encourage positive behaviors. So instead, I will address it immediately, like, that's not an appropriate behavior. We'll talk about it in a minute, and then finish whatever lesson or piece of the learning that we're doing in that moment, and then have a separate conversation with that student outside of the classroom. Quiet, level-headed, level-toned conversation. Why do you think we're having this conversation? Do you understand why that behavior is not appropriate? What can we do together to make sure that that behavior isn't repeated? That doesn't always work. In approaching it in that way, they understand that I'm there to help them reach that level of expectation. I'm not there to discipline them. I'm not there to punish them, but to make them realize why the expectation is important, how they didn't meet that expectation, and what they can do going forward to meet it. Sometimes that ends the behavior, and that's great. They've recognized their situation and they've remedied it. Sometimes I call home with them in the room so that they can immediately speak to the parent and have an opportunity to give their side. Once again, always giving them some kind of power back. I try very hard not to call home at the end of the day, but to call home as soon as I have the opportunity to do so. So it's fresh in the child's mind, it's fresh in my mind, and so that they know there's an immediate consequence for that behavior. Having that immediate response helps the student regulate their behavior going forward. Oh, I remember that when I did that last time, this happened, so I'm not going to do it again. But also that cool, calm, and collected tone when assigning a consequence, giving yourself time to regulate your response. A lot of times we get heated in the moment when assigning a consequence, and it can come out really negative. But we want to make sure that when we're assigning a consequence, when we're talking about those expectations that need to be met, that we are doing so in as calm of a manner as possible, so that the student understands you're not a terrible person. You just didn't reach the expectation that I asked for. It's really important to reflect on how we would like to be corrected in a situation. I would never want my principal to call me out in front of 120 other teachers to say that I didn't do the attendance correctly or I wasn't on time to school. I would much rather my principal pull me aside and have a separate conversation about the expectations that I should be reaching and how I'm not. It's really important to have those conversations, not necessarily privately, but definitely in a reduced setting, so that they understand that this isn't about embarrassing you in front of your friends. This is about making sure that our environment is as safe and comfortable as possible.